The science minister was right, although the chaplain suspected he had the wrong reasons. There was a slight lurch, and the cutter was on her way. Rod watched on the bridge screens and felt helpless frustration. From the moment the cutter came alongside the Moti vessel, one of Crawford's batteries would be locked onto her, and Sally Fowler was aboard the frail, disarmed ship. The original plan had the Motis coming aboard MacArthur, but until the miniatures were found, that was impossible. Rod was glad that his ship would not be host to the aliens. "I'm learning to think paranoid," he told himself, "like the Admiral." Meanwhile, there was no sign of the miniatures. Sally wasn't speaking to him, and everyone else was edgy. "Ready to take over, Captain," Renner said. "I relieve you, sir." "Right. Carry on, Sailing Master." Acceleration alarms rang, and MacArthur moved smoothly away from the alien vessel, and away from the cutter and Sally.